I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A Savannah police officer was shot and killed on Saturday. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says Sergeant Kelvin Ansari and another officer were responding to an armed robbery call when the shooting broke out. Both officers were injured. The suspect, Edward Fuller, fled and was shot by another officer. Ansari and Fuller later died. Police Chief Roy Minter says Ansari served in the U.S. Army for 21 years and the police department for nearly 11 years.
We lost a great man. We lost a man who spent a substantial portion of his life protecting our country and protecting our community.
Ansari's body is being transported to the GBI crime lab today. An Atlanta firefighter is recovering from a serious injury after a driver hydroplaned and hit him as he responded to a crash on I-85 yesterday. The 47-year-old sergeant, whose name was not immediately released, was struck by the car as he was exiting the fire truck. Atlanta Fire Chief Randall Slaughter says the firefighter's legs were injured and that he was in very serious but stable condition. Police say the driver is in custody and they expect charges will be filed. Well, now that Governor Kemp has signed a bill legalizing the cultivation of medical marijuana, the list of those hoping to get one of the 6 state-issued private growing permits includes the city of Augusta. The city owns 25 acres of usable farmland southeast of downtown. County commissioners are exploring the idea of using it for a municipal marijuana farm or leasing the land to a state-issued permit holder. Commissioner William Fenoy, whose district includes the land, sees possible benefits but also has some concerns.
The startup cost. It has to be grown on the inside. We will need somebody that knows what they're doing when it comes to growing marijuana inside. And then the area will have to be secure.
The city attorney is reviewing the proposal to identify any legal obstacles. The results will be presented to commissioners in the coming weeks. And a 3-term Republican congressman from Georgia has drawn a challenger from within his own party in the 2020 elections. Army veteran and Savannah entrepreneur Daniel Merritt says he's challenging incumbent Buddy Carter in next year's Republican primary for Georgia's 1st congressional district. Merritt is a political newcomer who is best known as co-founder of the Nine Line Apparel Company. Merritt, who was previously deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan, currently serves as a major in the Army Reserves. Carter has held the 1st district seat since 2015, which includes the cities of Savannah, Brunswick, and Valdosta. And in sports, Atlanta United added another game to their winning streak yesterday, beating Orlando City by a score of 1-0 to earn their 4th straight win. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
The fans at Mercedes-Benz Stadium celebrated the game's only goal, scored by P.T. Martinez, his first since joining the team this year as the most expensive transfer in league history.
He has been waiting for his first goal, first assist, first point in Major League Soccer, and he does it with a beauty.
Goalkeeper Brad Guzan and the defense were also in top form, helping United hold their opponents scoreless for the 4th game in a row. Atlanta won't have long to savor the victory, though. They'll be in Vancouver on Wednesday to face the Whitecaps. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The Atlanta Braves capped off a successful Mother's Day weekend yesterday, beating the Arizona Diamondbacks for the 3rd straight time. The final score, 5-3. Atlanta still holds second place in the division standings, 3 games behind first place Philadelphia. The Braves will return to action at SunTrust Park tomorrow night against the St. Louis Cardinals. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.